Well, hello there, beloved heart-centered entrepreneur, and welcome to the Planting Your Prosperity Garden program. My name is Krystalyn Bell, and I'm really excited to be here with you. This program is really special. It was created for a group of really dynamite, heart-centered entrepreneurs in my You Lead Facebook group. And I have been kind of listening to them, and there were some things that I noticed that were missing. And so this program is a direct response to those things that my tribe was missing. And now I'm bringing that to you. So I really hope you enjoy this process. So let me get started with telling you just a little bit about heart-centered entrepreneurs, the difference between a heart-centered entrepreneur and a regular old entrepreneur, okay? Wait, did I tell you my name? My name is Krystalyn. Did I say that? I don't even know. This is why I need a script. I need a script because I can be all over the place. Hey, I've got a script. Let me get to it. Heart-centered entrepreneurs differ from traditional entrepreneurs in that we tend to be empathic and very sensitive. So we are very often absorbing the moods and anxieties from the environment around us. So although I believe that we are all empathic beings, I do also believe that some other folks have stronger defenses against these things. And I also think that other folks probably have a higher tolerance for bullshit. So just being straight up and raw, some people just can handle it. And we empathetic, empathic, heart-centered entrepreneurs, it's just very hard. We suffer. We feel things, and it can throw us off our game so easily, you know? And look, I would love to be able to say that I am really strong-willed and nothing can sway me, but I'm not. I never have been that way, and I'm 50 years old. Chances are, I am not going to develop a spine of strength. You know, I'm going to always be that bamboo that's kind of like swaying with the breeze, you know, and just going with the flow. So the thing is, I'm not really even altogether sure that like these people who have a high tolerance for stress, I'm not really sure that they actually are tolerating the stress. I think the stress is breaking them down and they are suffering from illness and disease. And I think that a lot of what people are picking up on is psychic toxicity. So I think that we're all empathic beings, and many people are in denial of what they're experiencing because they are just simply trying to survive, right? So if you're in this group, you're probably more sensitive to things, and you're probably also more willing to do something about these things from an energetic level. You probably also think that, you know, you can't control the rest of the world, but you should be able to have a level of control of your energy. And with that, that is the philosophy. That is my personal philosophy. And that is the philosophy we're going to go forward with in this program. So in my humble perspective, the heart-centered entrepreneur is a conscious, awakening being who needs to work differently than other folks. So 4-Hour Workweek author Tim Ferriss is as empathic as he is successful. And he has a really rigorous morning practice that aligns him with spirit mentally, emotionally, energetically, and physically. And I don't think I've ever actually heard him label himself as an empath, but his story is really rich with the woundings of the empathic soul and, of course, his response to that wounding. And I've heard him say that he really, like, his life goes really crappy when he loses touch with his spiritual connection practices. So whether you believe in, you know, Tim Ferriss's philosophies and his methodologies, his ability to get things done and to be really effective and producing in this 3D world, despite his tremendous sensitivity, is really inspiring to me. So what I want to do with this Planting Your Prosperity Garden program is to give you the heart-centered entrepreneur, an inspired system that you can use regularly, or really, this is a foundational program. So I want to provide you with a way to nurture and protect your beautiful sensitivity while you take effective action in the 3D world. Okay, so it seems to me that a relationship with yourself is a starting point, and the key to embracing the blessings of the sensitive heart and the creativity of an entrepreneurial spirit. So this program is meant to teach you the basics of manifestation, of being a master manifester, so that no matter what you're doing, whether you're, you know, sitting down to create the vision of your business, or whether you just are wanting to bring more love and fun into your life, understanding where it originates, where your three-dimensional experience originates, how it originates inside you and then gets birthed into the three-dimensional world. That is important, and that's what this program is all about. You are a channel for the divine, and as a heart-centered entrepreneur, you are uniquely poised to consciously unite the spiritual with the material, like an alchemist or a high priestess or a shaman. And the key word here is conscious, which is a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing because, you know, being a conscious co-creator with the universe, you get to see the beauty of the spirit world with your eyes wide open. And it's a curse because, you know, the more you know about the spirit world, the more responsibility you have to take toward it, right? So you have to bear the burden of knowing that meditation is key. So when you don't meditate, you know, you're not ignorant. You know that you're sabotaging yourself. You know, if you don't do your yoga, you know that you're sabotaging yourself. And let me just put a disclaimer in here and say that meditation and yoga are not the only ways to get you to a higher vibration of living. But we know that those are important tools, and we know that the mindfulness that rests at the core of the yoga practice and the unity, the oneness that rests at the core of meditating, that's what we're striving for. So whether you're meditating by sitting in Zen, or if you are doing walking Kinhin or walking meditation, doesn't matter. The fact is that you know, as a conscious being, that the unity of body, mind, and spirit is it. And once you know that, you have a responsibility for that. So you can't keep putting junk food into your system and being like, oh yeah, I'm gonna be a master manifester, and I'm gonna, you know, eat this Kentucky Fried Chicken, you know, which is hormone injected and probably has three heads and three eyes, and be like, oh yeah, you know, I'm evolved and I'm, you know, I'm woke, whatever you young folks are saying, whatever you young whippersnappers are saying. Sorry. I am now way off script, okay, and just gonna keep on rolling here, all right? Boom, 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 all right. Wait, okay, so hold on, because I had a joke built in and I just ruined my own joke. I had a joke built into my script. I just totally ruined my own joke, darn it. I'm gonna start over, okay? You are a channel for the divine. And you are poised to consciously unite the spiritual with the material, like an alchemist, like a high priestess, like a shaman. The key word is conscious, which is a blessing and a curse. It's a blessing because you get to see the beauty of the spirit world, and it's a curse because the more you know about the spirit world, the more responsibility you must take, and you must bear the burden of knowing. This is the curse of Eve. She wanted to know, so she ate the fruit, and she was like, damn, I'm naked. Oh my God, I've been walking around naked all this time. Why didn't anybody tell me? Haha, that was my joke. And the moral of my joke is that ignorance is bliss. So my other example comes from my favorite movie. And if you've been following my videos and following my blog, then you gonna know that my favorite movie is The Matrix, right? So do you remember in the movie The Matrix, this guy named Cypher? He was the one who was in the real world and he sold out Morpheus's crew, okay? And he made that deal to betray them all to Mr. Smith because he really preferred the safety of ignorance, you know? He's like, I know the stake is not real, but I wanna be in the illusion. I know the girl in the red dress is not real, but I wanna be in the illusion, you know? Because ignorance is bliss, y'all. So, for whatever reason, you and I decided to come to Earth with an innate consciousness of our connection to God, Goddess, Source of All. I don't care why we did it. I just know that we're stuck with it because we cannot unsee what has been revealed to us. And I don't know about you, but I don't actually want to crawl back down to Plato's cave wall, okay? I like being in the real world, dealing with life as it is, living in the light. And yes, this is privileged knowledge and it comes with great responsibility. But isn't it time to grow up and put on our big girl panties? Yes, of course it is. We are all badass butterflies after all. So how does a badass butterfly who is also a heart-centered entrepreneur develop a deep, meaningful, and practical relationship with the unseen spirit world? How does she empower her intuition, access the subtle mysteries of the divine feminine, and bring all that beautiful transformational wisdom to the three-dimensional world and create meaningful value for the people she desires to serve? Well, that's what we're going to be exploring a bit in this particular program, the Planting Your Prosperity program. And we're going to be doing a whole lot more of that in my You Lead Intuitive Business Development for Heart-Centered Entrepreneurs Facebook group. Now, this group is an outstanding place for sensitive entrepreneurs to gather and to share their experiences. It's a great place to meet like some really amazing, dynamite, wonderful, smart, intelligent, beautiful, wild, crazy, ambitious, soulful, deep, profound. Sorry, I could go on, okay? It's just full of these amazing women. And this program, as I said, was created for them. So you are totally encouraged to come and join us, and you're encouraged to share yourself. Entry to the group is totally free, but it does require that you complete an application. There's nothing complicated to this application, and it's not. All you have to do is answer a few sweet questions, you know, like about being a heart-centered entrepreneur. You know, what does it mean to you? And what are some examples? And tell me a little bit about, you know, what you want to do. Really, it's not about, like, you know, evaluating whether you belong in the group or not. It's really a way for me as a leader and as a spiritual being who really wants to just be connected in a real way with her tribe. It's a way for me to get to know you, and so that when you make a post or when you have a question, I've got a little bit more understanding of who you are as a soul. And when we come together, it means that I get to serve you better, right? Now, as a part of my Facebook group, I do a live stream every Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And I feel like Those Sunday meetings are just really, really, really fun. They are lively and insightful and a great way to connect. So I really hope that you will join us and participate. I teach you processes, and I help you also go, I coach you, you know, but I also teach while we're there. So it's learning, it's connection, it's communion, it's really just really a rich experience. So come and join us there. So in this module, in this lesson, sorry, you'll find the application. Fill it out if you want to join the group. You do not have to be a part of the group in order to do this prosperity program, but let me tell you, the group is only going to enhance what you're doing, and you're gonna love it. Promise. I promise you'll love it. It'll be fun. All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and sign off, and I will see you in the next module. Bye for now.